This is the Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
Let's have a look at this one because Taylor Swift, she's changed everything, right? Played in Singapore last night, went off. How many shows is she doing in Singapore? Six. Six shows in Singapore.
She would have had a few slings over there, a bit of chili crab, if you don't mind.
Loves it there on the water, looking out at the tankers.
Sentosa Island. Mm. She'd go over there to Universal Studios and the... They've got a... What is the big garden that they have inside over there? What do they call those?
The Singapore Indoor Garden.
The botanical, I don't know. It's amazing.
Are they the things with the trees that are made of metal?
And the walk around. Yep.
Oh. They've actually got a little succulent area with a couple of cacti.
Oh, the cacti.
Cacti that look quite phallic. And they've actually planted them, Kate. I took a photo with my wife. She had no idea what was behind her.
Have a look at this big prick.
Oh. Looks like it was creeping up behind her, I thought.
It was like Christmas.
She's got to get some kind of action in her life, doesn't she?
That one looks dangerous. Taylor Swift, this article goes on to say, is changing the way women's taste in men. They're changing it completely because nobody wants the skinny, fashionable type anymore. So the Harry Styles and the Timothy Chalamet that people have swooned over their baby faces and their wafer-thin physiques, they're not the type of men. They're all going for the Travis Kelce.
You gotta fight!
Sounds so romantic.
All women are looking for huge front rowers now in NFL teams, are they?
They're joining the trend of choosing strong men like Kelce.
Well, wasn't the last boyfriend or rumoured boyfriend or perhaps just a bit of a PR stunt was Matt Healy?
Oh, yeah.
So he was of that.
Right.
He was of that mold as
he
well.
Was,
so
wasn't he?
She can't be kind of pigeonholed into the type of men she goes for necessarily.
You could not get two completely different people.
No,
Matt Healy. You're right.
Let's compare
them. Small, pale, very artistic, very great artist.
He's got quite a few problems.
Bit
to say, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, let's compare the two. Here's the first bloke, Matt, and then quick reminder of Travis Kelce. Pretty similar guys.
Unfortunately, I'm listening to that thinking, oh no, Kate, I know which one you'd go for.
You would go for Las Vegas, wouldn't you? It says men throughout history were warriors. They defend. They're cavemen. They would fight the other male and win the female. That's what the real man does.
Well, Kate, this is all right. From past experience, because we know which one.
No, you always do this.
No. What I want to ask you about Taylor Swift then, do you have high hopes for this relationship with Kelce?
I don't know. I'm trying very hard to tune back into Taylor Swift and forget about Travis. Not that I think he's going to go away quietly. Mm. Well, he certainly won't. He's proved that. But, like, let's remember that this is all about Taylor. And I think we got swept up in the Travis thing. I think I even squealed when I saw him and the brother or the friend.
Yeah, and the aeroplane landed.
Get off the plane. But, look, I do think there is merit in the fact that people are swayed by what Taylor does generally.
It's
and
a
lot of the time she does some great things and is a great role model for young girls to have.
Mm.
And I do think that they might, you know, previously wouldn't have looked at the football star style.
What do you think, Em? Skinny guy or you want the wild bear?
I know. She's with me.
I'm with you.
You want the bear as well.
Every day of the week, yeah.
Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.